says, Leisalamas Nisin, Mekame Braisa. Mishnah, we don't hold like our Mishnah because of a Braisa. So Rashi says, Leisalamas Nisin, the Ktonil of Rabbi Yossi, and Androidness, Michael Estishte Betruma. Our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yossi holds that an Androidness is a Vabai Zocher. He's a man, and therefore he's a Kain. His father was a Kain. When he gets married and marries a lady, he can marry an Isha. And his wife was called an Ashes Kain, that she's Lari Truma. That's what our Mishnah holds. That an androidness is a Vabai Zocher. So now, Rav is saying that we don't hold like our Mishnah because of a Braisa. Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, androidness ber yobifnayatzmu. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi says, not like our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi holds that he's a Vabai Zocher. But in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi says, what's an androidness? It's a new person. It's called the Beria B'fnei Atzma. It's like a new creature. For the Yechriya Boi Chachomim Mim Zocher Mekeva. He remains that he's a doubtful person, what he is. We don't know if he has a din like a man, or a din like an Isha. That's what the verse says in the Braisa. So therefore, Rav says, we pass him like the Braisa, not the Kamishna. So for the Gemara back to Rav, maybe just the opposite, other Rav, maybe just the opposite. Lace on the Braisa, Mekami Mas Nisan. Maybe the Iker is our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi holds, that was his last memory, that an androgynous is a Vabai Zocher. I in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi said it's a Sufik. Maybe that's the Chazor, maybe that's not right. How do we know which one is right? So Gemara says, Mi deshafki Rabbi Yossi labar zugei, shmamino hodabei. Since in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi brings down by himself, and not the person that he always argues with, not bar zugei, it doesn't bring down the Rav Shimon with him, mashma the Iker is the Braisa, not the Mishnah. Rashi says, Midishafki Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon ben Zugei, Tiyaru Behedim of Asnisin. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say the same halacha. Tiyaru Bebraisa Lechudei. And in the Braisa, it's Rabbi Yosef by himself. Shemamino Hodabei. Falav Tanoihi, the Tema Sami Tarn the Braisa, Mekame Tarn the Masnisin. The Tanoihi Tavayu have eternalu. Nam Bebraisa, Mepach Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef. So since what? Rabbi Shimon is not brought down in the Braisa, it's only Rabbi Yossi himself that says the din in the Braisa, mashma, that's the Iker. That the Iker is what Rabbi Yossi says by himself, that he holds an androgynous as a barrier, a new halacha. We're not for sure if it's a Zachar or a Nekeva. Not like it says in our Mishnah. The Alamor says, a Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says the opposite. Leisei lebraisa smachlekes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says leisei lebraisa mekamim asnisin. We do not hold like the braisa because of our Mishnah. That the Ikar is our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yossi holds that an androidnish is a vadai zocher. For the Gemara, other Rav maybe say the opposite. Maybe say like Rav that leisei lebraisa mekamim braisa. Maybe the Mishnah is wrong and the Lech is like the braisa. To Hashemino le Shmuel dechayish lichidoi. Because Shmuel alamol is choshed for Yochid. The Rashi says, the Chayish Lechidoi, the Yama Shmuel Bachel, the Yad Shmuel said before the Perek Acholitz, Halacha Kerev Yehuda, the Shemer was Yavam, Shekidish Ochi Vesachoysoi, when the Yochid Aminu Amasakna Megillah Perek Acholitz, that he's choshed for Yochid. So if he's choshed for Yochid, maybe the Halacha should be like the Breiser is. There it's a Yochid. So the Gemara says, Hani, Mili, when do we go Bosser where the Yochid says, Kiloi Mesakra Masnisen, when it's not going the opposite of what it said in the Mishnah. But when the Yochid is coming to say against the Mishnah, then we do not listen to the Yochid, we rather listen to the Mishnah. So that's what Shmuel holds, Allah is like our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yossi holds that an androgynous, this person, has a din like a Vadai Zocher. Amri Be Rav, in the Beis Medrash, said over, Mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi by androgynous. That the Paskin Rav says Aloch is like Rabbi Yosef ben Androgynous, and according to the Rav, Rav holds the Ikka member of Rabbi Yosef was in the Braisa. That according to Rav then, that Aloch of an Androgynous is, that it's a Suffolk, it's called the Beria, it's a new creature, and we don't know what his din is. Is it din like a Zoch or like an Akeva? Uvar Kova, who did Rav also says the Paskin like Rabbi Yosef by Hilchas HaKova, we'll soon see what that means, by grafting. Ushmul Aman Shmul says, the Kushi, by Alochid of the Kushi, we'll soon see that's when an Isha is about to give birth and she has her pregnant, she has the pains of labor and she sees Dam, we'll soon see what Alochid is. Or the Kiddush, Androgynous. When Androgynous also makes Kiddush, we'll soon see. Or the Kiddush, that's by Kla Kerem, we'll soon see. That's the way Shmuel says. Well, Shmuel Lema, we pass like Reb Yossi by the Kushi of a Kiddush. So Rav says, Aloch is Reb Yossi by an Androgynous and by Akovo. And Shmuel said, Aloch is like Reb Yossi by the Aloch of Kushi of a Kiddush. Now we'll explain all these Alochis. Androgynous for the Amorim. The Aloch of an Androgynous, like we just said. So Rav Paskins like Reb Yossi, and the Chuba Rav said like the Brice of Reb Yossi, that an androgynous remains a barrier. It's a suffix. What he is a Zohar or a Kevah? Now Hakova, what's the Machloikis by grafting? The Tanam would learn like this. A Noitin you can't plant. V'yei Mavrichin, V'yei Makivin, you can't even graft. Erev Shvius, like right before Shemitah starts, before Rosh Hashanah, Pochus Mishleishim Yoim, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Like 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Gatais V'Shvius, 30 days before ready, you're not allowed to start planting in the ground in Eretz Yisrael, in Shemitah itself, you're not allowed to plant. So even 30 days before that, in the Loch of Tais V'Shmitah, you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah. V'yimnoto, let's say somebody did plant. V'hivrach V'irka V'grafted, or else he put the roots into the ground to grow again, is Yakar. Halacha is you have to uproot it. You have to uproot it. It's done by Avero. It's like you planted on Shemitah. Halacha is you have to Yakar, you have to uproot it. So Rashi says, the occult of Shvius. Why? Because it's cold like it's first growing on Shvius. The Yain Akova collects prophets of Shleshim Yain. Because Akova grafting takes at least 30 days for it to grow. So if you started to graft it within 30 days from Rosh Hashanah, it comes out, when is it first starting to grow? After Rosh Hashanah on Shemitah. So it's called like you started to plant something to make it grow on Shemitah, the din is Yakar. Rabbi Yehudu and Rabbi Yehudu says, Kol HaKova Shena Koletis B'Shloisha Yomim Shuvena Koletis. Rabbi Yehudu does know it's enough 3 days. If you grafted it 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's not Yakar. Because for sure it started to grow before Shemitah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shtei Shabbosais. That's from Yeshi Shita, 2 weeks. So if you grafted something before 2 weeks, before Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. You don't have to uproot it. But if it's less than 2 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, so then it first starts to grow on Shemitah, but then it's Yakar. That's this halach we pass on Rabbi Yossi for Akova. How long before Rosh Hashanah do you have to grow it and make grafting in order for it to stay? At least 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. For Yom Rav Nachman, Yom Rav Avavua. Ledivrei oimer shloishim, according to the man, the Yom Rav takes 30 days. You should know, tzorach shloishim u'shloishim. You need 60 days like, 30 and 30. So Rashi says like this, tzorach shloishim u'shloishim. Kadei shetik loit shloishim lefnei shvius. Tzak has to start to, klita means start to like sprout 30 days before Shemitah. Tuchol shloishim lefnei shvius kishvius dami. The nafkulam ibachorosh of akasa tishpais. The mashkim mitashachim. The Rav Nachman holds that 30 days before Shemitah has a lacha like Shemitah midiraisa. That's called Taitz v'Shemitah. That 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, there's also an issa not to start planting. So therefore, when can you plant something better? 60 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because the first 30 days is b'chlal the issa or Shemitah. And if you plant something 30 days before that, then it takes 30 days for it to be kolat, for it to start sprouting. So it's called it started to grow before the 30 days of Tais v'Shemitah, then it's okay. And the Divrei Yoreim Shloshim, according to the Man Yom, it says 3 days, Sarach Shloshim Shloshim. Same thing. It means 33 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, B'chlal, it's also at the plant then, Al Tais v'Shemitah. If you want to do it better, that it started to grow before this, you have to at least plant it 3 days before that. So it started to grow before the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi Shittel, Divrei Yoyim Shtei Shavosos, the graph says that's the locha like Rabbi Yossi, so Shtei Shavosos Shloshim. You have to do it like 2 weeks before the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because if you plant it 2 weeks before that, so it's going to start to grow before the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So before the Yisra, Tais v'Shemitah, it's going to start to grow, that's enough. But now, that's what Rav said, the two halachas of Rav Yossi. The pasuk of Rav Yossi by Hakova and by androgynous. Now, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, the Kushi, the Kiddush. What are these two halachas? Kushi, what's the halach of Kushi? And Isha has labor pains. The Tanan we learned. Kama yei kishuya. How long can you say an Isha has labor pains? Rav Meir Oimer, Oya Boye Moichamishim Yoyim. For 40 or for 50 days. Rav Yehudu and Rav Yehudu holds Daya Chadoshe. It's enough 1 month. Not more than 30 days.
Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Shimon Imrim, Ein Kishu Yosi Mishtei Shabbosis, not more than 2 weeks. What's it Nogeya, how long an Isha has labor pains? Rashi says it's like this. Kamaye Kishuya, the Kaimalon Benida we hold, Benida the Eraisa, that Hamakasha Betech Yud Aleph, Shevenid Lenida Vroya Dam Gimu Yom Ritzufim, Machmet Sav Lodo, Ein Obole De Ziva. Liya Sricha Svira Zayin Akim Kiyaledes Bezoiv. Ela Bi Ela Yimei Tumas Leda Kiyaledes Gredosa. Halacha usually is like this. By Nisha, she has a Nida period, and then after she sees a Nidus, when she finishes the 7 days after that, there's a cycle of 11 days. Those 11 days is between one time of Nidus to the next time of Nidus. So those 11 days, that's when a Nisha could become a Zov Midiraisa. That if she sees Dam, 3 times in a row, 3 days in a row, during those 11 days, that's the time she becomes a Zava Midiraisa. That if she sees Dam during those 11 days, 3 times in a row, then we say she has to wait Zayin Nikim Midiraisa, and then she can first go to the mikvah. But Midiraisa, when Anisha sees Nida by regular time of a period, the regular Nidus, she doesn't have to have Zayin Nikim. She's only Tomei for 7 days, and after the 7 days she goes to the mikvah and she's Tor. That we wait, that's the Chumah with the Rabbanon, that any time Elisha sees Nida today, with the Rabbanon she has a din like a Zovah. But Midiraisa, Zovah is only if Elisha sees during those 11 days, she sees 3 times in a row. Now let's say Elisha's pregnant, and she's about to have the baby, and during those 11 days she sees Dam. So we say the reason why the Dam came out is not because she's a Zovah, but it's because of the labor pains. The pressure of the baby caused the Dam to come out. So therefore she doesn't have a din zava. So how long can you play with this that she has pressure pains to say the dam coming out now is not called dam zava, but it's called rather dam of the vlad of the labor. So that's the machlokes, whether 40, 50 days, whether 30 days, and Rabbi Yossi says you can be told it only for 2 weeks. She has these pains more than 2 weeks, then we don't say it was machmas the vlad, but we say it's dam, normal dam that comes out, and she taka is a zava. Just if she sees dam, and less than 2 weeks she gives birth, then we said the dam that came out before was not machma zava, but machma savlad, she's not called a zava. So that's the loch of kishri. How long can the labor pains patera make her free from having tumah zava? Right, the last thing is now kiddush. What's the loch of kiddush? That means the tanam, it goes like this. Ha mesachech gafnoi agabit fuashoshechaveri. The loch of klaya kerim. If you have a vineyard growing, you have your vines, your grapes growing, and you plant it, put it right next to your friend's tefuah, your friend's wheat growing. As Harezeh Kiddush, you are Mekadosh his wheat, that his wheat now gets an ister of Klaya Kerem, it's like Kerem and wheat growing together, that it's Osetit, the Chayim Bachar Yusai, and you know you're a Mazik, that you made your grapes grow near his tefuah, so you made his tefuah become Osir, so your Chayim Bachar Yusai, you have to pay him back for what you did. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, and they